by faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design. In the lives of those who prove his faithfulness. Who walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Glad you're with us. Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 6. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is the story of the Macedonian call in Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Paul and Timothy and Silas and others wanted to go into Asia to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. That was their goal. They wanted to go up to Asia, Asia Minor, and they wanted to be able to continue on that missionary journey to preach the good news of Christ. But we're told several times in this passage that the Spirit of God would not allow them. So they passed by Mysia, went down to Troas, verse 8 tells us, and then Paul had a vision where he saw a man of Macedonia. The Macedonians were Greek speakers. A man of the ancient Greek world coming and saying, "Come over and help us." Come help us with what? Come help us know who God is and to learn the secret to living a life of faithfulness, to find out the wonder of the majesty of the glory of God. And so he says, "Come over." And Paul, seeing the vision, thought that was the Holy Spirit at work, and said, "We'll go and preach the gospel into Macedonia." So they did a 180-degree about-face from Asia into the Greco-Roman world that we know of today. And so he turned and went left. If you're looking at a map, instead of going right into the east, he went left into the west and began to spread the good news of Christ there. And this was all by design of God. God was at work. And on their journey, they meet a woman named Lydia. So setting sail from Troas, verse 11 tells us, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. And we remained in this city for some days. They got to a centralized location in the city of Philippi. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. I love this. So that they set sail from Troas. They get to Samothrace. They go into Neapolis and there to Philippi. They decide on the Sabbath day, which is their custom, to go find the worshipers, the God-fearing people, particularly those who had gathered together as Jewish people, because those people were prepared to receive the message of the Messiah, more so than anyone else. And they would go and they would share the good news of Jesus Christ, that the Messiah had indeed come. The Old Testament promises were fulfilled in Jesus. And there they met women. And they shared the good news of Jesus Christ with the women. And one of those women was a woman named Lydia. She was of the city of Thyatira. She was a seller of purple goods. She was a worshiper of God. And she came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. She gave her heart to Christ, and she invited Paul back to her house, and there she was baptized. Once she heard the truth of the gospel and God had opened her heart to respond to it in faith, she responded, trusted Jesus, was baptized in her whole household as well. And she says, "If you've judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon them. And so they went and stayed with Lydia and her family. God had prepared a way for them. A man from Macedonia says, "Come help me." They go over, and they change and do an about face. They get into Philippi, the leading Roman colony of that day, the leading Greek city in that area, and they find converts immediately. God blesses the fruits of their labor. And so we're so thankful for the fact that God sent them in that direction. We're also thankful that he still works the same way. And we know that God is at work and bringing people to himself. He goes before us and he orchestrates all things for his glory. So I ask you today, where is God leading you? To whom is God leading you to speak? And so that you can tell them of the good news of Christ, and maybe they're ready to respond and give praise to the Lord in heaven as well. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.